RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back, folks. I thought we would discuss how your core and core fitness really helps your mind-body health. And when it helps your mind and body, it's going to help you. Joan Rivers may say, it doesn't matter how you feel, it's how you look. My colleague, certified fitness instructor David Lightcap, who has been certified by the National Personal Training Institute, feels that the core and basis of posture is related to your attitude and good vision. Thanks for being with us, Dave, and tell us what your thoughts about keeping the core.
Well, thank you first, obviously, for having me. I really do appreciate it. And when we talk about the core, obviously, it's a kind of a sexy term that people love to use and throw out there. And, kind of the question is, well, what is it? And, the core itself is basically what the basis of our movement and how we move. And what we want to do is we want to always engage the core, obviously, in a neutral position. And when I say these things, a lot of people don't understand exactly what we're talking about. But when we say neutral, it just means obviously in the middle. And by engaging that core in that neutral position, we have perfect movement. And that's exactly what we're looking for is for the body to be able to move perfectly in all different types of movements. So the question is, how well does your body move? And if you can keep your core engaged through those movements, and how well how it affects our body's movement.
You know, you talk about the core, and there's certain specifics, because it's the same core even when you're sitting down at a desk and slouching over in a couch. What muscles are actually involved in protecting your musculoskeletal system?
Well, the one of the big things, and we always talk about this when we're doing training, the problem essentially comes down to seated position. When you talk about the core, our body always wants to kind of flex forward. And what I mean by that is, by sitting, what we do have is the problem is gravity is always acting upon us, and we're always flexing forward. And when we do that, what we want to do is opposite. And we want to, instead of flex, we want to extend. And most people don't do that. So what you see is by sitting down, you might have the hip flexors, which are a very important part of the core. The hip flexors can tighten up. The hamstrings can lengthen. I mean, we can kind of go on and on about what happens with the body when you're in a seated position, and in a seated position for a long time. So one of the things that we love to do, especially with fitness, is make sure that we're doing the opposite of the seated position, where we can really extend the hips rather than flex them. What that means is also, really work or tighten the hamstrings, because sometimes those hamstrings can be very loose and weak. So, you can kind of go up the whole body, realizing that the body is a series of joints that kind of are mobile, stable, all the way up the body. And when we change one of those joints and the responsibility of those joints, it changes everything that happens to the body. So what we want to do is kind of get you away from that seated position and get you into an extended position where we can kind of work on those muscles and make sure your body's in balance. And, when you talk about just muscles in general, it's really hard to kind of go for just one, because when you are seated and sitting down, it affects everything. So it really just goes straight up the body. So what we try to do is just look at what each person individually, where their issues are, by doing what's called the functional movement train. And a lot of times, most people have the same little issues. And then what we do is we want to correct. And after correcting them, then you can almost do whatever you want. But it's really important to kind of understand that if you're always in that seated position, to do the opposite.
Well, as a fitness acolyte, not knowing much about as much as you do, my thought is that the thing people need to do is to develop their glutes, which they just don't think about. They sit on their fat buttocks instead of tightening that buttocks, which helps balance the abdomen. So what I think of as core is a straight back, strong abdomen with your gut in and tightening the glutes. Would you concur or would you add anything?
Well, absolutely. And that's exactly kind of what we say when you look at that seated position. And I always go to that seated position because that's kind of, you know, that's the extreme and that's kind of where most people are. You stretch out those glutes. And a lot of times when you can stretch those glutes out, you lose activation in those glutes as well as the hamstrings. So when you look at the opposite part of the body, which would be your hip flexors, if you look at that, you see the hip flexors tighten, which then on the other side of your body, you're going to get lengthening. And what we want to do is balance that. And that's very hard. And so what we do is we then have to elongate those tight hip flexors and then engage the glutes and the hamstring. So you're absolutely right. It's just you've always got to look at everything as a mirror. So when you've got the tight hip flexors, you're going to have those loose glutes, you know, and vice versa. So what we want to do is really balance the body, and which is really hard because, again, if you're in a seated position for a long time, you know, throughout the day, it's going to be tough to balance that out. So, you know, strengthening your glutes, which, by the way, is probably the most underutilized muscle in the body, but the one of the strongest. We need to activate those glutes. We need to activate those hamstrings. And really make sure that everybody is strong and in a neutral position.
Yeah, that brings me to think that most people go to the gym and they want to build upper body. And the fact is they're probably doing it at the consequence of the lower body, which they don't give much time to. Or if they do, they're just running on a treadmill for a little while, which may build endurance, but does not specifically hit each of the muscle groups you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, one of the basic exercises is a squat, which, by the way, a squat is also one of the hardest exercises to do. And one of the reasons why it's a very basic and a great exercise is because it bends every joint in the body. So if it bends every joint in the body, then you're actually working and loading every joint in the body, which is what we want. But the problem is sometimes a lot of people can't do them correctly. And that kind of brings us back to that neutral position, the core. A lot of times, again, if we are in a seated position for a long time of the day, it's going to inhibit our movement, stop our movement. And that's where we have to really focus on trying to balance the body, because you should be able to literally fall into a squat.
Well, it sounds like people really need a trainer because they can't see themselves. Does your website, lightcapfitness.com, give information to people who may just want to wander by and hear some of this stuff?
Well, you know, the one thing that we do have is, and we also have a Facebook page and things like that, and I'm always trying to give a little information out on that. And I think you kind of nailed it and you hit it right on the head when it comes down to, we're trying to get you to understand your body. And you may think you're doing one thing, but you're actually doing something else. So if you can kind of feel your body, understand it, then you're on the right path. So a lot of times having a trainer, the trainer is really there to make sure that you start to learn how to feel your body and how to understand
it. Well, that makes me go full circle. You know, people say, how can an eye doctor get interested in this and drag it in? And the answer is, much of your proprioception is with your eyes. You balance with your eyes. You don't think of your body. You don't think of your feet. And what you have trained me and others with is to balance with the body, to feel the body. And when you are in athletic position or you're in appropriate posture, you feel balance and you're less likely to trip and fall. So, Dave, we're going to have to do this more often because you have so much to give to people. These little tips mean so much to people all over. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on Radio MD. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com.